अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जिह्वा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि इति विज्ञायत। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my so many dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master and Srila Bhakti Vedan Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and same in the lotus feet of Nitya Leela Pravisht Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj。
首先，我向我的启迪灵犀老师，你成立了 Provision Om Vishnu Pad， Bhakti Pragyana Keshav Goswami 的莲花主，然后自以无限的顶拜，吉祥的圣 Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主呢，顶拜。
About some more than 5,000 years ago in India on the bank of Gomti River 88,000 rishis were there assembled there and they were discussing each otherNow, Iron Joe.
Iron Age. Iron Age of what is coming?
That is Kali Yuga is coming. Oh, at that time, so many religions like Sunyavadi, they will tell,that world has come from nothing.
Zero.
The world is nothing. And in the world, in the end world will be nothing. And the ladies will give up their chastity. In day to day they will give up their husbands.And change their husbands. Men also will give up their religion. They will also give up their wives. Then son will not tell that who is my father. In this way,This iron jug is coming, Kali Yuga is coming. The age of the Kali Yuga persons will be very short. And what they will do? For good, it will be bad. Oh, Suta Goswami, you are disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. You have read Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, Puran and everything from He. You know. So we are asking you how our soul will be happy. Please tell us.
那么在五千多年前，在印度，在恒河岸边，大概有八万，八千个呢圣者在那里齐聚一堂，并且呢互相讨论，即将呢卡利年代的来临。那么当时的话呢，有孙觉巴底，这些呢就虚无主义者，这些宗教，那么他们说，世界是来自于虚无，也最终归于虚无。那么他们女人呢放弃了贞洁，这种最美好的品质，因此呢，他们随便的抛弃丈夫。男人呢也放弃宗教，也放弃自己的妻子、儿子，甚至呢分不出谁是我的父亲。因此，卡利年代的来临，那么这时候苏塔古双米是苏卡德瓦古双米的门徒。那么当时那些齐聚一堂的圣者就向他询问，我们怎样才能够就是说什么是我们的终极目标等等这些命题的。
You know that in this world, what to tell man and woman, even all the living beings, they want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. To be happy, nowadays, scientists had done so many wonderful inventions. You know that transportation by aeroplane in an hour we can go one place to another place. Also, you can see what the President of China or Russia or America Bush is what he's speaking, you can see his picture and see what he is telling. Scientists have done so marvelous things that if your heart is somewhat defected, another heart they can add. If hear something wrong, they can change your this also. Why? To be happy. They have invented atom bombs, nitrogen bombs. You know that America put a bomb in Japan and whole Hiroshima was finished. Why? That I will finish others, my enemies, and I will be happy. So now America is fearing from all. You cannot go inter America easily. So many bans. So, also China has developed his science. He has made so many bombs and everything. Now he is very, very powerful. It seems that he will be more powerful than America also. But none is happy. Anyone cannot check this old age, coming old age. You must be old. And one day you will have hip to give up all your body this. Not a single farthing you can take from this world. Like donkeys, you are dying of hard labor. But what purpose, we don't know. This is not the process of being happiness. So, we should think how our soul will be happy, not this body. To for body we take alcohol. Madira ke ki bole?
Alcohol, thik
ache. Alcohol.
Smoking cigarette.
We take meat, eggs, so many things, bad things. But still we are not happy. We should think that we are not this body. One day it will be old and give up. And give up this body. Not a single farthing you can take from this world. Empty handed you will have to go. So the rishis are thinking how a soul can be happy.
Not so fast.
Not so fast. No, it's a machine. Okay. Yeah. Her name is machine. 那么在这个世界，无论是男女的话呢，都追求快乐。那么其他生物体也一样的，想得到快乐，不想受苦。那么科学家现在有很多的发明，像飞机啊，我们现在运输工具，然后呢，一个小时就能够很快呢到达另外一个地点。像中国、俄罗斯和美国。 那么的互相之间的语言呢，都能够经过科技的一个协助的话呢，互相能够沟通。那么科学家也能够呢通过呢这个心脏手术来弥补呢一些心脏方面的疾病以及呢更换器官等等这方面的一些问题。那么他们也呢发明了一些致命性的武器，像原子弹。那我们知道美国在40年代的话呢曾经向日本广岛呢投放了这个原子弹导致了呢千万人的这个丧生。 所以以这种毁灭别人为以毁灭别人作为快乐的代价，那么这就是这个现在这物世界的这种所谓快乐。那么中国现在呢也发展了它的科技，甚至日益变得强大，甚至有一日呢能超过美国。但是呢没有人能够快乐，老年会来的，终有一日呢我们要放弃这个世界，连一根毛发也不能够带走。所以这不是快乐的真正程序。 我们怎样才能够灵魂怎样才能够快乐？那么为了身体的快乐，我们去喝酒啊吃肉，但是我们永远不会快乐。我们不应该想着自己是个身体，因为我们最终呢毫毛不能够带走。
Hearing this question, Sut Goswami became very happy, and he remembered the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev Sukadev Goswami and began to tell. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetu kabhyabhita ja bhakti purushottame.
那么针对圣者们的询问的话呢，舒塔高沙米呢非常的喜悦了，所以他冥想了不是很甜美的逍遥时光。 并且顶拜他的灵性导师Sukha Goswami， 然后呢，说出了下面的这个引述的经文。
Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetu kabhyabhita ja bhakti purushottame. Oh, certainly, the highest class of religion. Of whole entity, living entity, especially for men and women, to serve adhokhaj Vishnu, adhokhaj Tattva, which cannot be realized by senses. What is that? Continuous, like a stream of honey, and without any cause, worldly cause, no worldly desire. This is the highest class of religion of a whole world. Parallel slok. Srila Rupa Goswami has told, अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति उत्तम. यू शुड एक्सप्लेन वेरी
ट्रांसलेशन करो दे.
那么这个经典引述的是圣典佛教瓦坛里面引用一个师节了，他说肯定的，众生最高的宗教呢，尤其是对人类而言最高的宗教，是对自尊主的这个莲花族的服务。那么这种服务呢，不能够被感官物质感官所触碰，而且是呢没有物质缘由，没有混杂世俗欲望，毫不中断的这种服务，那么这也被称为呢是最高的宗教。
You should speak in a very simple language that all men and gentlemen should understand.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं भवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई एम ऑफरिंग माय अनलिमिटेड दंडवत प्रणाम्स टू द लोटस फीट of my beloved Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shri Shimad Basi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada.
首先我向我的灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Asto Tarasata Shri Shimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada的灵化主呢致以呢好顶拜.
And then I'm offering my equal pranams, Dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs. 同样我也向我心爱的训士灵性导师。Whom we have the unlimited good fortune to be here in this assembly hearing from his divine lotus mouth.
那么向Bhakti Rasa Shridhar Maharaj的莲花主顶拜，以及向我们的灵性导师Shridhar Gurudev，Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj顶拜。Who
we have the good
fortune。我们有这个幸运呢，能够呢得到他的联谊。So
Shridhar Gurudev has been traveling throughout this entire world for 12 years, distributing this message of Krishna Bhakti to all of human society.
那么Gurudev连续12年以来的话呢，都就是周游传教去传播的这种关于Krishna Bhakti，就关于Krishna的奉献服务这种的信息。
He is representing the ancient teachings of the Vedas, which are especially given in the great literature called Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么他给出来这个信息的话呢，就是古老的伟大的这个呢经注，尤其是呢圣典佛教瓦坛里面的信息。
These teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam have been revered for thousands of years in the land of India, and in the last 40 years, they have been translated into English and many other languages, and now people of the world are hearing this very important message.
那么呢，这种超人知识的话，在印度呢，数以千年来都被呢，就是说揭露。 那么如今最近的40年的话呢，也被翻译成英文以及其他语言广为传播。
All knowledge for the benefit of human society is given in the Vedas, and the essence of all knowledge by which human beings can attain the highest happiness, the highest good in their life, it is given in this scripture called Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么所有教导的精华的话呢，对人类教导精华的话呢，
尤其是对众生而言，那么都包含在这个经书里面。
那么经典里面推荐的话呢，这种知识哈，一定要呢去从那个就是说已经觉悟的灵魂呢，这纯粹的奉献者那里去呢聆听，而不是只是理论上的，知道。
So here in this assembly, we're very fortunate because such a personality is present with us, and he is going to be explaining these teachings to us for the following 5 days.
那么的话呢，这里我们非常有幸的哈，有这样一位呢，就是说。伟大的人物了，那么来到这里给我们解释这东西，在未来的五天之内。
We have just come from the sacred land of India, where we had a grand assembly of every day 15,000 to 20,000 people who were coming to hear this very same message from our beloved Gurudev.
那么我们刚刚从印度呢这个圣地呢来到这儿那么之前的话我们在那里这个朝拜活动每天也有15,000到20,000人来聆听呢 Guruji 的讲经。
So out of his causeless mercy, he has now come here to this land of China to distribute this message for the benefit of all the people of China.
那么出于他的恩典那么他来到了中国这片土地的来的传播这种的知识。
So Srila Gurudev has begun to explain the very beginning of this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein 5,000 years ago, there was a very great assembly of very, very learned, very knowledgeable transcendentalists. Many thousands of transcendentalists were gathered together, and amongst themselves, they selected one personality who was the topmost amongst them, and his name was Suta Goswami.
那么刚才呢徐德 Gurudev 呢也提到了在圣典国家法堂的开篇了那么讲到了千计万计的这个圣哲
This is wrong.
Okay.
In that, No. In that assembly, others, Shaunak and others were also more expert than Suta. But he was like a historian speaker, so they told.And also, he has heard from Sukadeva Goswami. That is, otherwise, so many rishis were more superior than
Sukadeva Goswami.
Yes.
那么刚才呢，是Paramahamsa就讲到了这些呢，就是说当时在聚会的时候，很多圣哲来聆听呢，Suta Goswami的讲经。那么他是其中，他是最高的。但是Gurudev指出了这是错的。他说当时听经者里面呢，有相当多的这个呢就是。顶尖的人物甚至呢超越这个讲经者呢 Suta Goswami 但是因为他呢被推荐为 讲经者是因为他从的 Suta Goswami Goswami 那里去听过这本经典所以他被推荐为主讲者
So in this particular assembly the great sage Shonaka Rishi he asked questions on behalf of all these learned sages he asked some questions to Suta GoswamiBut specifically, he asked him the question, how all human beings, all of human society, how can they attain happiness in this very difficult time of Kali Yuga?
那么当时呢，一位圣哲了那么就代表呢其他所有圣哲的向呢苏特勾双美提问，在这个就是说这个年代里面什么是最众生最为有利的这个最高的这宗教
？Because as Srila Gurudev explained.They saw that this age of Kali was now coming, and there would be so many problems and so many difficulties for people to attain real happiness of their eternal souls.
那么 Gurudev, 随着 Gurudev 刚才提到了，也就是说，在这个卡利年代的话呢，为了就是说众生呢，为了得到他们永恒的这个他们灵魂永恒的快乐的话呢，是相当困难的有很多障碍等等。
So therefore, they requested Suta Goswami to tell very clearly.What process they can follow in their lives so that yai atma samprasidati, their atma, their eternal soul will become satisfied, not just this physical body.
所以当时呢，他就询问了我应该追随什么样的程序才能让 atma 灵魂本身的快乐，而不是这个身体的。
So then, Suta Goswami, he answered their question by saying this verse.
所以的话呢，苏塔勾双明引述了刚才讲到这个师节了，回答这个问题。
Savai pung sang paro dharma yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma samprasidati. Here he explained that the highest principle, the highest activity, which is called Paradharma, for all of human society, doesn't matter which race, which country, even which so-called religion that they belong to, but the highest dharma, the highest duty of every living being is to perform pure bhakti, pure devotion to the Supreme Being, Adhokshita.
那么呢，这里面提到了哈，就是无论呢他是哪一个种群的哈人了，就是说哪一个国家的人，或是哪种文化、哪种宗教的人，那么 Paradharma 哈就是最高的宗教是什么呢？是呢对至尊主哈做出呢这个奉献服务哈。
Now it's very significant that Sutta Goswami used the word Adhokshita to address this supreme being.
那么呢，他用了这 Adhokshita 这个词哈来呢称这个至尊人物。
As Gurudev explained, Adhokshita means that supreme eternal being who has created everything that we can see around us, and he is transcendental to everything. By our senses, by our mind, we cannot directly perceive him. He is beyond our senses and our mind, but he is existing in his eternal spiritual realm.
那么刚才呢哈，释迦牟尼呢也提到了哈，这一位自尊人物的话呢，虽然他创造了哈整个宇宙，整个创造都是由他创造，但是的话呢，他超越于的哈这个物质存在，并且他有他的自尊居所。
So Sutta Goswami came immediately to the point. What exactly should the soul, the eternal soul, do so that they can connect their soul with the supreme soul?
所以的话呢，这样Sutta Goswami呢就直接哈讲到了怎样子呢，灵魂哈才能跟超灵呢直接哈联系关联。
And immediately he told yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Here he is telling that the process that every soul can be united with the supreme soul is through the process of bhakti yoga.
那么呢，他讲到了哈。个体灵魂与超灵的哈连接这个方式的话呢，就是集邮呢哈 bhakti yoga 啊，就父爱瑜伽。
And he explained here that this bhakti, meaning pure devotion, pure love for that supreme being, it can be cultivated by anyone when they perform bhakti without any other motivation other than to please that supreme being.
那么当一个人哈从事呢这个呢奉献服务哈，毫无呢就是个人私欲的哈，那么的时候呢。那么他就能够培育呢哈这种对至尊神的爱哈，或是奉献的情感。
He mentioned ahaituki apratihata, two things that this pure devotion should be rendered to the supreme being, purely for his satisfaction, and also it should be constantly done. Not that it is only done once every week or a few minutes a day.But here he is telling 24 hours constantly flowing uninterruptedly, just like when you pour from a jar of honey, you pour honey and it flows in an unbroken stream. He said, "Bhakti to the Supreme Lord has to be like this."
那么这里面讲到了哈，奉献服务有两个特征呢。一个呢是为了取悦哈至尊主所做的啊，至尊神所做的，他为了他的快乐而做。第二个呢是他不中断的哈，就像呢这个。蜂蜜哈，从那蜂蜜罐里面呢流出来哈，它是一个不间断的这种24小时，而不是哈一天一个星期哈做一次或啊一个月做一次那样子的。
So he explained, when anybody will render such pure bhakti to the supreme being, what will be the result? Ye atma samprasidati, their atma will become completely happy, completely satisfied, fully.
那么当一个人对至尊主做出这一类型的纯粹奉献服务的时候，那他们阿玛他的灵魂就完全的满足。
Just like Srila Gurudev explained, nowadays in this material world, we see that there have been so many advances technologically in human society. He explained transportation, communication, medical, everything. But have people actually attained happiness from this? No. No matter how much technological advancement one gets,He cannot be happy on the level of the soul.
那么刚才呢，释迦牟尼哈也讲到了呢，关于呢科技的发展哈，这些物质的东西哈，包括交通啊，哦医学等等的进步，不能够给这个灵魂在灵魂层面上哈给予我们快乐。
So truly, this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is meant for the benefit of all of human society, for all time to come, because we are all eternal beings, eternal souls. We are not these physical bodies. And our relationship with the Supreme Being, with the Supreme Absolute Lord, that is eternal. So this process of bhakti is the only process by which the soul can fully attain his eternal position of happiness.
那么这里面的知识的话呢，就是说呢，它是就也是指向未来的，因为我们是永恒的存在。那么我们跟自尊主的话，这种关系的话呢，也是永恒的。那么得到这种快乐的话呢，就只能哦，只有这种的程序哈去走。
So in our line of spiritual masters, which have come down from that time, from 5,000 years ago, there is a whole disciplic succession of gurus, teachers, who have themselves perfected this knowledge in their lives, and now they are teaching it to the whole human society.
那么在5000年前一直到现在，只有这个传系，传递的话呢，那么很多人在这条传系里面，就达成他们的完美，并且传播这类型的知识。
So our Srila Gurudev, he is the current representative of this long, unbroken chain of perfect spiritual masters coming for 5,000 years.
那么现在Guru的话也是我们这个年代代表了，也就是说整个没有中断的这条使徒传系的现今的代表。And
about 500 years before, a very great personality appeared within this world named Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么大约在500年前，一位伟大的人物，名字叫Sri Mahaprabhu，那么他诞生。And
he is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord Krishna himself, and he has come to teach this process for all in this age of Kali.
那么他是Krishna，这个化身的，那么他教授卡利年代的众生，他的宗教程序。So
he explained very clearly to one of his chief disciples, Srila Rupa Goswami. He explained this whole science of bhakti so that everybody can clearly understand in their lives how they can apply this.
那么他向他这位门徒Rupa Goswami讲述到了这些东西，那么他们就非常能够清晰地看看这个程序怎么走，怎么达到目标。So
Srila Gurudev mentioned one verse that was composed by Rupa Goswami, which actually explains in perfect detail how all of us may apply the process of bhakti in our lives to attain this perfect happiness.
那么Srila刚才引述了Rupa Goswami的一个著名的诗节，那么定义了纯粹奉献服务，并且讲到我们怎么运用于我们这个修行里面。That
verse is as follows.
那么这诗节如下。
Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. So here, Rupa Goswami has explained...
How? Thank you. Thank you. Very good explanation.
Gurave Gaurachanda Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer obeisances to Srila Gurudev.
首先我向 Srila Gurudev 顶拜。
Chudandi Sannyasis, Brahmacharis.
在座的 Chudandi Sannyasis 和 Brahmacharis 顶拜。
Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, thank you for coming.
所以 Vaishnava 和 Vaishnavi 顶拜，感谢你们的到来。
So we are hearing one can only be happy by pure devotion.
我们刚才听到了，就是说一个人只能集中的纯粹奉献服务才能够快乐。
So unless we know what is pure devotion, how can we practice? We cannot practice.
除非我们明白什么叫纯粹奉献服务，不然的话怎么修行？
So Guru said this verse is like a weighing machine. We can understand how much I'm far from pure devotion or close.
那么的话，Guru说这像个测量仪一样，我们知道，我们就是说这个世界像测量仪一样，你知道你跟着奉献服务、纯粹奉献服务还有多远？
This morning we explained something.
那么今天早上我们讨论到了一些。
Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karma niravritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. This means devotion, there are two parts of this verse, the internal side and the external side.
那么这个世界分为两部分，一个是内在的，一个是外在的。
But first we discuss the internal part.
首先我们讨论内在的东西。
Here we are referring to uttam bhakti, the topmost form of devotion.
这个世界指的是Uttam Bhakti 最高的这个奉献服务。
That will exclude everything which is not pure devotion.
那么这将排除哈其他呢不是呢哈就混杂的东西呢排除不是奉献服务的东西。
What is the internal symptoms of such devotion?
所以呢这种呢哈这种类型的奉爱服务它具有什么样的特征
？That means devotion should be performed by the activities of the body, mind, and words.
那么这种奉献服务呢哈是即由呢身口意哈三者呢去进行的。
And emotions,
还有呢，你内在的情感
，which are performed exclusively for the benefit of Krishna.
那么这时候呢，是就是说呢，非常排外的哈，只是为了呢 Krishna 的喜乐而做的啊，排除其他东西的。
Such devotion will not be covered by materialistic fruitive activities.
那么这种
karma,
这种呢奉献服务呢，不被呢 karma 哈就果报活动呢所覆盖。
It will not be covered by gyan.Impersonalistic knowledge
也不被 gyan 哈这个非人格哈知识呢所覆盖。
It will be performed unbrokenly.
那么这种呢哈奉献服务呢也是不中断的。
There will be no other desires except the desire to give happiness to Krishna.
那么除了呢哈给 Krishna 快乐呢，没有其他欲望。
Therefore, what is the surup lakshan or the internal symptoms of this verse?
所以呢，这一个师节的内在的哈这个征兆是什么？这样的。
It's like we know the.In external activities of devotion are like chanting Harinam, hearing class, worshipping the deity. But what is the internal mood? That is very important also.
那我们都明白哈，这个外在的这个奉爱服务的这些东西啊，聆听啊，唱诵哈，等等，崇拜等等。那么，但是内在东西呢，也相当重要。
Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami says, devotion is only for Krishna, no one else.
Rupa Goswami 也讲到了哈，奉献服务呢，只是为了 Krishna 哈，不为了其他人的。
That means it should not be done for mother or father, the forefathers, ghosts, spirits, any demigods, any person in this world, no one, only Krishna.
那么这就意味着你这些活动哈，不是呢，为了你的父母亲哈，或者是祖先啊，还有其他鬼魂啊、仙啊哈，还有半神而做。
If devotion is given to anyone else, even fractionally, it cannot be called pure devotion. Then it would be mixed devotion.
如果这种活动呢，有部分呢已经给予了其他人哈，那么这种活动不能够称为呢纯粹的奉献服务，而被称为呢混杂型的奉献服务。
Even that means other incarnations like Ram, Nrisingadev, Krishna in Dwarka, even they cannot be called. This cannot be called Uttam Bhakti. Uttam Bhakti is only for Krishna in Vrindavan.
甚至呢哈，你为其他的化身哈，包括主 Ram 和 Nrisingadev 等等哈而做的话呢，都不能够称为呢哈纯粹的奉献服务了啊，这种对 Krishna 的纯粹奉献服务了。
Therefore, this verse indicates there should be something done for Krishna.
所以的话呢，这里面讲的话，应该做一些的话，为 Krishna 做的事儿。
Anusilanam, silanam means a cultivation of activities and emotions for Krishna.
那么这里面讲的话，培育活动哈，为了 Krishna 而培育一些活动。
That should have the symptoms. It should be pratikul rahit. It should be devoid of feelings of envy towards Krishna.
那么这免除于任何嫉妒 Krishna 的情感。
It should be done in a mood which is favorable to Krishna.
那么也就是说呢，哈，是顺意的心态。
There is Bhav Rupa and Chest Rupa. Chest Rupa means there should be cultivation of external activities.
那么有两种哈，叫 Bhav Rupa、Chest Rupa。那么 Chest Rupa 呢是外在的活动。
Like I am now chanting about Krishna.
就像现在我唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
And you are hearing about Krishna.
那么你们聆听这方面的命题。
And thinking about Krishna.
哦，那冥想 Krishna.
That means we are engaging our, we are performing some endeavor, some chesta for Krishna's happiness.
那么这意味着我们做出一些努力哈，就是做一些活动。
Therefore, cultivation means these activities: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping.
因此呢，就是说这些活动呢，包括哈，就是唱诵、聆听哈、崇拜等等哈，培育这些活动。
Like in Buddhist philosophy, only they meditate, but not doing anything for Krishna's happiness.
那么在佛教里面哈，他们做的冥想打坐比较多哈，就没有做任何活动了哈，为了 Krishna 做任何活动。
But there should not just be external activities; there should be Bhav Rupa, cultivating emotions towards Krishna.
那么除了哈，就是说这外在活动之外的话呢，还应该有内在的情感 Bhav.
If it's called Silanam, Silanam means cultivation.
因此呢，称为呢 Silanam 哈，培育哈，培育。
Rupa Goswami says Anusilanam. Anu means continuously performed.
那么 Anusilanam 的意思呢？哈，是持续不断的哈一种的活动。
Not 1 hour Hare Krishna, then 3 hours television, then half an hour Hare Krishna, then sleeping 10 hours. No.
Pure devotion should not be part of our day, it should be our whole day.
那么呢，奉献服务不应只是占用我们一天里面的一点时间而已，而是我们一整天。
Anu means also anugatya moy. There should be guidance.
那么anu的意思呢，也包括在指导之下。
For example, if you want to cook a meal for Gurudev, and you spend many hours cooking, and you cook chicken, this, that, but Gurudev doesn't eat chicken, you have done so much hard work, but it could not reach Gurudev, because he doesn't take that.
那么如果你为Gurudev煮一餐，然后有很多鸡，这些动物的成分，但是他不吃东西，你很累，但是也没有接受。
In this world, people are doing so many things for God, but they don't know what makes God happy, therefore their hard work is lost.
因此这个世界有很多人为神而工作，但是他们不知道神所喜悦的是什么，所以他们是事倍而功罢。
Therefore, what does Krishna like? We have to learn that from Gurudev and the devotees, the Vaishnavas.
那么Krishna 喜欢什么，我们应该从Gurudev和Vaishnava去聆听。
Therefore, Anusilanam, there should be guidance, most importantly.
因此Anusilanam也指在指导之下。
Therefore, this everything should be done in a mood, done for Krishna's benefit.
所以任何东西都在一种情感的指导下，就是为了Krishna的好处而做。
Not necessarily for Krishna's happiness.
不一定是为了Krishna的快乐。
Why?
为什么？
There may be some fault there.
那么在这里呢，有些过失。
When Krishna entered the wrestling arena of Kamsa, that time, two big wrestlers, Charan and Mustak, they wanted to kill Krishna by fighting him.
那么当时 Krishna 进入这个决斗场的时候，两个决斗士的Charan Mustak想打他。
They challenged Krishna and Balaram. You should fight for the pleasure of the king.
他们挑战了Krishna and Balaram 说你们为了国王的喜悦，你们应该打仗。
Therefore, Krishna said, "I'm a small boy. How can I fight with you?"
那么 Krishna 说我是个小男孩，怎么能跟你斗？
They said, "We know you are not any small boy."
那么但是这些人说，我们知道你不是小孩。
And they grabbed him. And began fighting.
抓住Krishna，就开始打起来。
They are pounding Krishna, choking him, punching him.
捶击Krishna，还要捻住他的脖子。
And Krishna was also fighting with them.
那么Krishna也与他们打斗。
Krishna was very happy.
Krishna很高兴。
For a long time, no good fighting.
因为很久没人跟他打了，好好打一场。
Does this mean those wrestlers were doing devotion?
那么他这种跟 Krishna 摔跤打斗，算不算奉献服务？
Because Krishna is very happy, some may say, "Oh, this is devotion because Krishna is happy."
有人说了，Krishna 高兴的嘛，这应该是奉献服务。
But no.
但实际上不是。
They are trying to kill Krishna.
因为他们的意图，他们想杀掉 Krishna.
Therefore, it cannot be called devotion, even though Krishna is happy.
因此的话，尽管 Krishna 开心，也不能称之为奉爱服务。
Mother Yashoda, and on the other hand, Mother Yashoda sometimes she punishes Krishna.
那么另外一方面，耶稣的妈妈有时候惩罚 Krishna.
Threatens him.
Oh,
don't do that.
叫他不要干这个，不要干那个。
Dirty boy.
脏小孩。
I won't feed you.
不养你了。
Krishna is eating dirt.
因为 Krishna 有时候吃泥土。
Then Mother Yashoda chastises him.
那么耶稣的妈妈就骂他。
Oh, Duratma, dirty boy.
你这个脏小孩。
Krishna is crying.
那么 Krishna 因此的话会哭的。
Some may say this does not look like devotion because Krishna is crying.
有人说这看起来不像奉爱服务，因为 Krishna 哭了。
But no, because Mother Yashoda is punishing Krishna for Krishna's benefit.
但是呢，不是的，因为耶稣的妈妈惩罚 Krishna是为了他的好处。
If you eat dirt, then many seeds are there.
他说你要吃这个土，那么很多种子在里面。
These seeds will sprout and come out of your body, then you'll be finished. Don't eat dirt.
种子发芽了，长出来，你的身体就要死了。
Then Mother Yashoda is punishing Krishna for Krishna's benefit.
因此呢，耶稣的妈妈惩罚Krishna，是为了Krishna的好处。
So even though Krishna is crying, the Acharyas have said this is pure devotion because she is doing for Krishna's benefit.
那么尽管Krishna是哭了，但是呢，Acharya们也验证了，说这是纯粹的奉献服务，因为呢，是为了他的。
Also, there should be pravritti. Pravritti Moolak and
Nivritti Moolak.
Some things which can be done for Krishna's, some things are favorable for devotion. That is also devotion. And to avoid things which are unfavorable for devotion, this is also cultivation of devotion.
那么对奉献服务有利的东西呢，就是也称为呢，就是说避开一些呢不利的东西呢，都称为呢这个奉献服务。
Therefore, devotees, we don't eat chicken or drink beer or take cigarettes or drink tea or coffee. Why? This is unfavorable for devotion. Therefore, not doing those activities is also cultivation of devotion.
所以呢，奉献者不喝酒啊，抽烟呢，不吃肉哈，没有呢喝咖啡茶等等的话呢，因为这东西呢有利于啊，禁止这东西有利于我们的奉献服务。
Because we're giving them up for Krishna's happiness.
因此，我们为了 Krishna 的快乐哈，放弃这些东西。
And what are the external characteristics of devotion?
那么呢，奉爱服务的这个外在的哈，这个特征是什么？
Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi nabitum. Pure devotion will have no motives except for the desire to give satisfaction to Krishna.
那么纯粹奉献服务，服务呢没有其他动机哈，只是为了呢 Krishna 的快乐。
If someone is worshipping Krishna, oh Krishna, I need a new wife, I need a bank, I need some pay rise, I need a new car, my dog is sick, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not pure devotion because you are doing some business with Krishna.
如果一个人哦唱诵 Hare Krishna 的话呢哈，想得到一个新的妻子哈，还有钱呐哈，房子啊，还有别的好东西，那么他这不是纯粹奉献服务哈。
Therefore, pure devotion has no motives except for the desire to please Krishna.
因此的话呢，纯粹奉献服务呢，没有其他动机哈，没有其他的目的，只是为了取悦 Krishna.
The devotee will not practice, will not do any other activity except devotion.
所以的话呢，奉献者不会呢从事其他活动，只会呢就是说实现呢奉献服务。
No need 阿弥陀佛，
不需要阿弥陀佛了。
Meditation，
冥想打坐。
Yoga，
瑜伽。
Astrology，
还有呢哈，就是算命的。
Forefather worship，
崇拜祖先哈，拜主。
No，
不需要这些东西，只有奉爱服务。
These are the external symptoms of pure devotion。
所以这是呢哈，纯粹奉献服务的这个外在征兆。
But Rupa Goswami has said Anya Vila Sita. Sita means sometimes there may be some emergency.
那么 Sita 的意思呢是有时候会有呢这个呢紧急情况。
Like there was one devotee of Krishna, her name was Draupadi.
那么譬如说呢，有一个奉献者呢叫 Draupadi.
One demon was trying to strip off her cloth.
那么有一个恶魔想呢把她的衣服扯掉哈。
She was trying to protect herself by her teeth, by her hands, by her husband's, but no one would help.
她开始用牙齿用手拽住还有呢请求自己的丈夫等等的，但是最后没有人帮她。
Then finally she cried, Hey Govinda, Rako Saranam, Apto Jivatahari. Oh Govinda, protect my shame, please.
那么到最后呢向主的向神的祈祷 Oh Govinda, 请保护我这种羞耻。
Some may say, this is not devotion because she prayed for herself.
那有人说的这不是奉献服务，这是因为她为自己而祈祷。
But Rupa Goswami said, no, because this is an emergency.
那么呢虽然Rupa Goswami讲这不是这样子的，因为这是一种紧急情况。
Therefore, some extraordinary circumstance.
所以呢，有这些特别的例子。
If someone comes to kill us, oh Krishna, save me! Then devotion will not be lost because it's an emergency.
那么呢，如果有人就是要杀你了你这时候呢，向 Krishna 说Krishna 救救我，那这不算了你的奉献服务不会因此而丢失，因为这是一种特别的紧急情况。
Jnana karmadi anabritam, and that pure devotion should not be covered by materialistic fruitive activity or by knowledge.
那么这种呢，奉献服务不应该被物质的这个果报活动的，以及呢，非人格的这个知识呢所覆盖。
Some people they're so busy working, they have no time for chanting or hearing or worshiping or thinking or reading.
因为有的人有时候工作非常之繁忙没有时间再去聆听啊、唱诵啊、听经等等这些活动。
That means their devotion is now covered by karma.
那么这意味着他们的这现在的这个奉爱服务呢，被卡玛被果报活动呢所覆盖。
Now bhakti is secondary.
那么这时候的话呢，奉爱被就是说处于次等的位置。
But this should not happen.
那么但是这种情况不应该发生在我们身上。
Nobody can live without karma.
没有人可以呢脱离呢业报卡玛的话而活。
Even sitting here is karma.
甚至坐在这儿也是一种业报卡玛。
Breathing is karma. Drinking,
呼吸也是吃饭。
Therefore, devotees.
喝水。
All their karma is done in a way which is favorable towards Krishna's service.
因此的话呢，奉献者呢从事这些活动果报活动的话呢，是为了有利于呢他的奉献服务的。
And bhakti should not be covered by gyan.
那么奉爱服务 bhakti 的话呢，也不应该被 gyan 知识所覆盖。
Three types of gyan.
有三种类型的 gyan.
Tadpadat gyan, twampadat gyan. These two can be favorable.
那么前面讲的这两种就是说可以呢是有利的。
Knowledge of Krishna and knowledge of the soul, this is not unfavorable for devotion.
那么关于 Krishna 的知识和关于灵魂的知识的话呢，这个可以，然后有利于我们的奉献服务。
This is like this knowledge is like a doorway to devotion.
那么这种知识，这种类型的知识被称为呢哈父母爱的这个呢哈门槛门口来的。
But there is another type of gyan called Brahma Atma Aika gyan. Knowledge, but people think the soul is one. The soul is this. What do you say? The soul and the Supreme Lord, there is no difference. That type of knowledge is very bad for devotion.
那么还有另外一种知识的话呢，就是。
Very dangerous.
灵个体灵魂和跟主啊没有分别的哈，这种知识非常危险的哈。
Like Buddhism, etc.
还有呢，佛教一些类型的知识哈，是我们不需要这种接受这种东西的。
And even knowledge of Krishna is God, even sometimes that may cover devotion.
有时候呢，说 Krishna 是神哈，这种知识最后的话呢，也会覆盖我们的哈这个奉爱。
Like in Vrindavan, there is the best example of Uttam Bhakti.
那么呢，在 Vrindavan 的话呢，是 Uttam Bhakti 的哈最典范的展示。
They're not serving Krishna because he's God. They're serving him because they love him.
那么他们服务 Krishna 并不是因为他是神哈，而是呢他们爱他。
Therefore, the topmost example of Uttam Bhakti is the Gopis.
因此的话，最顶尖的 Uttam Bhakti 的这个榜样呢是呢哈牧牛姑娘的 Gopi.
And of the Gopis, Radharani is the best, most example of that.
那么在所有 Gopi 哈，在所有牧牛姑娘之中的话呢，以那 Radharani 哈为至尊的。
So sometimes Gurudev said this verse defines the devotion of Srimati Radhika.
所以的话呢，这个 Gurudev 也讲到了哈，这个世界描述的是呢 Srimati Radhika 的哈这种的奉爱情感。
Sometimes this may be very difficult to understand.
所以有时候呢，我明白这些东西呢很困难。
Don't worry, I had to hear 50 times before I understood a little bit.
我要听50次哈才能明白一点哈，所以你们不用担心的。
Because bhakti is such a high thing, very difficult to understand.
因为呢 ，bhakti 是非常高的命题哈，是非常难以呢明白的。
Everywhere Gurudev goes, he always tells this verse. Everywhere.
因此的话 ，Gurudev 呢，不论到哪个地方哈，都强调这个世界哈。刚才讲的。
Thank you.
双面的世界。
You were telling that devotees don't do yoga. Yeah, this is not bhakti. But at the same time, you were telling we have to do some karma, otherwise we cannot survive. Yeah, in this world, we have to do some work to earn for our family. So if a devotee does yoga to earn some money, and he does like that, and he engages that money in Krishna service, is this against Uttama Bhakti, or is this okay?
You have told, it's not my answer, if I have silence.
那么刚才呢，是Prajna Prabhu 呢也提到了一个问题，就是说在呢是 Dhamma Dhamma 的讲经里面他提到的，就是奉献者呢有时候也从事一些呢这个果报活动，包括维系家庭挣钱的等等。那么这算不算这种类型的东西掺杂在里面，算不算呢纯粹的奉献服务？那么Dhamma 就解释到了，在这个世界没有东西是完美的。
But anyhow, there may be so many faults, but we have to maintain our lives.
因此呢有很多过失，但是我们要维系自己。
And use that wealth in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava.
然后用这种哈挣来的钱哈财富的话来服务呢 Hari Guru 和 Vaishnava.
But if a devotee thinks I will open a butcher shop and I will maintain my life by opening a butcher shop, this will not be.
但是呢哈，如果一个奉献者说呢哈要开一个屠宰场哈，以这种方式然后挣钱来维系的话呢，那么这是不利的哈。
Very good. Then Sutta Goswami continued.To speak. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janate Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Jadvaitukam. If this Uttama Bhakti is done properly, then very soon.Vairagya, detachment from this world will come. And also all kinds of tattva gyan will come by this bhakti yoga. Because he will hear all these things from a bona fide Vaishnava or Guru. This is bhakti yoga. So he will know all kinds ofTattva, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva and everything. And he must be detached from worldly things like house, wife, children and everything. All his attachment will go to Krishna. Whatever we should do, we should do to please Krishna only. You are eating, why eating? To please Krishna. That if I will eat, oh, after that I will have some power and then I will do bhajan. So everything should be done for to please Krishna. This is bhakti yoga. But even we are doing bhakti yoga, but we have no taste in hearing Hari Katha from any Uttam Adhikari or more superior than us. He is telling Hari Katha, but we have no interest, no taste. Then it means that his bhakti is not pure. After some time, he will give up bhakti yoga. And he will be engaged in karma and other things. So, we should have very much taste for hearing Hari Katha from superiors. And then, Badanti tattva vidas tattam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. You.
Yamuna, just translation. Translation fast. Translation. Aga translation karu. Abhi bolan
translation. 紧接着的话呢，舒特够双眉就解释了哦。 如果呢，Uttam Bhakti 啊这种纯最高的奉献服务，如果能够恰当的执行的话呢，那么很快的。 气绝这个物质界哈，这种的东西的话呢，品质呢会来的。那么呢，关于呢各种的 tattva gyan 哈，各种的知识哈，这种真理的话呢也会来的。那么像纯正的灵性导师那里去聆听各种命题，包括呢像 jiva tattva 哈，关于灵魂的知识 ，maya tattva 哈，关于呢假象世界的知识 ，krishna tattva 哈，关于 krishna 的真理的话呢，那么聆听这些东西的话呢，你就自动的哈放弃呢尘世间的一些东西了。 叫这些妻儿子女等等，而转向人依附 Krishna， 那么我们做的所有活动呢，都只为了取悦 Krishna， 那么为了 Krishna 哈，我们吃东西这样子的话，我们有精力哈才能够呢哈执行服务。所以尽管我们从事呢，但是现在呢，尽管我们从事奉献服务，我们对听经啊却不感兴趣哈，没有品味，这意味着呢我们的奉献服务呢是不纯粹的。那么一段时间后，一个人可能会放弃，也可能哈转向呢哈从事呢世俗活动。
所以呢，从以我们修为高者那里呢去聆听呢经典的话呢，是相当的这个重要的。First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishri Shriman Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先我向我最值得崇拜的 Diksha Guru Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishri Shriman Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花主成徒自以无限次的顶拜。
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
同样的，我也向我最值得崇拜的Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主成徒，自以无数的顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees.
那么向我们整个使徒传系以及在座的奉献者顶拜。
Srila Gurudev is continuing to explain the teachings given by Sri Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimasharanya.
那么，Srila Gurudev 的话呢，继续呢解释呢，Suta Goswami 呢向Naimasharanya 的这些圣者们呢解释的这些命题。
With the ultimate goal of how to be happy, how the soul can be happy by making the supreme soul happy.
那么也就是说呢，藉由呢，通过让自尊主快乐呢，令到我们的灵魂个体灵魂呢，能终极呢得到快乐。
And now he is discussing the verse, Vedanti tad tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabyate. This verse means that those who are actually advanced in knowledge, those who are Vedantists, those who know the ultimate end of all knowledge have come to this conclusion.
那么他说了真正有智慧的人那些真正超然主义者那么他们达成了这一致的终极的结论
that the absolute truth, that which or that or he who, beyond whom there is no other, is realized in three ways.
那么这个绝对真理,超越一切的这个绝对真理的话,以三种方式被查知,
as impersonal Brahman, as localized super soul, and as the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么以三种方式,第一个是非人格的梵,
impersonal Brahman,
非人格的梵, Brahman, 第一个是局限性的超灵, Paramatma, 以及自尊性格神兽。
Just like there are three ways to know the sun. One can see the sunlight and think, oh, I've understood the sun. But that is so limited.
那么就像我们有三种方式去查看这个太阳。有的人看到太阳光就觉得他知道太阳。
One can look up and see the sun disk over his head.
那么一个人也会抬头看到太阳这个球体。
You can see it in China, we can see it in America, and we can see it in India over our head.
那么在头上我们中国也能看到这个太阳，那么在美国和印度也能看到。
This is some knowledge, but it's not complete.
那么这是一部分的知识，但这种知识不能称之为完整的。
Another person can go right to the sun planet and speak with the sun god and find out all about the sun planet.
那么有人可以去到太阳星球那里去跟太阳神对话，那么他所知道的更多。
Then he automatically understands the sun disk and the sunlight.
那么他去到那里的时候自然就知道太阳的球体以及它的光芒。
A mountain is also understood in similar various ways.
所以像山也是这样子的，也以三种方式被知道。
From very far away, the mountain looks like a gray cloud.
那么很远的时候，你看这山就像乌云一样。
And if we get closer, we see it looks like a green lump.
那么这里走近的时候，就像绿油油的一团东西。
And then if we go very close and enter that mountain, we can see that it's full of so much variety.
那么当你再走近仔细看的话，里面很多变化和物种。
Trees and shrubs and birds and bees, different varieties of grasses.
那么有树、虫子、鸟等等，还有草、灌木丛。
So the mountain seen from very, very far away is like the understanding of the sunlight or the impersonal Brahman.
所以远看这个山的话，就像我们说的，通过认识太阳光去认识太阳，或者说刚才说的，以非人格方式认识自尊主的。The
all-pervading feature of the absolute.
那就是自尊主的话，就是这个绝对真理遍全万有这个特征被以这种方式查知。
And the green lump is compared to getting a little bit closer and understanding that the Lord is manifest as the super soul in every living entity and in every atom.
那么以后再近一点的话，看到山是绿油油的一团的时候，那么我们就走近了，第二步是局限性的超灵，明白绝对真理。
Directing the wanderings of all living beings who are situated on this body just like a machine made of material energy.
那么超灵的话指导众生的活动，而这种众生的话就像在物质能量组成的这一个机器上。
And responsible for everyone's forgetful and remembrance.
那么他也我们遗忘或者是能够铭记或者遗忘一些东西的话，也由超灵所控制。
And entering the mountain is like understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of the Super Soul and the impersonal Brahmajyoti.
那么的话，如果你进山的话，上山去看了，那么就意味着你能够认知这个自尊性格神兽，而这位自尊性格神兽就是这个非人格梵以及超灵的这个源头。
That Supreme Lord is called Adwaya Gyan Paritattva, or the Supreme One Without a Second Absolute Truth.
那么这个绝对真理的话，就是独一无二的绝对真理。
Nothing in existence is separate from him or independent from him.
那么没有东西跟他是割裂开的，或是独立于他的。
Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. He's non-different All of the parts of his body can act for any other part of his body. Although he's a person, he's not a limited person like us.
那么他的所有感官都是互通的哈，也就是眼能够听啊哈，耳能够看一样。那所有感官互通，不像我们那哈受限于我们这个形体。
Somebody may say there is difference in the absolute truth. His different parts of his body are different.
那么有人讲了哈，就自尊绝对真理的话呢哈，身体的不同部分的话呢，也是有不一样的。
But all of the parts of the body can ask for any other part.
那么但是呢，他其他的哈，每个感官的话又能执行其他感官的活动。
Simply by his breathing, he breathes in and out innumerable universes.
所以你想象哈，他通过呼吸就能够哈创造呢这个无数的哈这个宇宙。
By his eyes, he can accept all the foodstuffs offered to him.
那么通过眼睛哈，他能够接受所有供奉给他的哈这个物品。
Also, somebody may say, well, he's different from all of his incarnations. There's so many incarnations of God.
那么有人说了哈，他的化身之间是有不一样的哈，因为呢有无数的哈无量的化身。
But they're all within him.
但是这些化身又在他之内。
They're not independent of him.
也就是说，这些化身呢，哈，不是独立于他的。
All the spiritual universes, all the Vaikuntha planets, and all the Narayan features, they're all manifestations of him.
那么，所有哈 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿哈，所有这些呢哈，主能量这些品质，都是他的，就是他由他来展示的哈，不是独立于他的。
He has Purusha avatars who create, maintain, and destroy the material universes.
它有一种呢叫 Purusha Avatar 哈，这种呢，这个化身呢，那么呢，它维系哈创造以及毁灭宇宙。
Yuga Avatars who distribute the religion of each age。
那么年代化身呢 ，Yuga Avatar 的话呢哈，它呢就是说呢，在每个年代哈到来。
Pastime incarnations like Buddha and Kalki and Ram。
还有呢哈一些呢形象，就是说呢逍遥时光化身哈，像呢 Kalki 哈终结年代化身，以及呢哈像 Buddha 哈佛祖。
But they're all just like the different phases of the moon, half moon, quarter moon. Similarly, all the other incarnations are just partial manifestations of the supreme moon, Kalachandra or Krishna.
那么的话呢，就像月亮哈，有月相的变化哈，有呢就是说圆月哈，有满月，有上弦月、下弦月。那么其他的这些化身的话呢，都是哈 Krishna。那么它的不同的展示哈，一个部分的扩展。
And somebody may give the argument, well.There are so many different kinds of energies, material energy, marginal energy, spiritual energy. They're all different from him too.
那么有人就争辩了哈，就说呢有不同的能量哈，内在能量、外在能量以及边际能量。那么这些能量跟主呢是有分别的。
But they're not independent of him.
但是实际上这些能量呢不能够独立于哈至尊主。
So Bhavaki Gyanam Balakriya Cha, he has unlimited energies and they're working so well under his control.That they seem to be working automatically.
那么他有呢哈，就这就至尊者的话呢哈，有无数的能量哈，这能量运作的非常之好，好像呢他们不需要任何的哈这个控制者一样。
From his own existence, he manifests his chit potency.
那么从他自己本身哈，他研发出这种chit这种能量哈。
His supreme internal energy.
被称为呢哈至尊的supreme
internal energy.
至尊的哈这个内在能量。
Who is personified as Srimati Radhika?
那么这次的话以呢 Srimati Radhika 呢为形象的。
And there are three functions of that spiritual potency.
那么这种能量呢哈，就是有三种的功能。
Namely, the spiritual world of all the spiritual planets.
那么包括呢哈这个呢灵性世界。
And the marginal energy, all living entities and all species of life.
也包括呢哈边际能量里面的所有众生。
And the material energy, this gross dull matter.
还有呢哈，这个物质的能量呢哈，这些呢哈，呆钝哈，实质的这个物质物品。
Gatan, agatan, tiyasan, shakti. All this material nature seems to be more superior to the living entity. It's controlling a living entity, even though the living entity is superior. All this is the inconceivable energy of the Lord.
所以的话呢哈，有时候物质能量看起来好像呢哈比我们更高，实际上呢我们这种哈就边际能量呢，实际上比物质能量还要高的。但是这些能量都是哈至尊主呢哈这些呢令人惊讶的哈不可思议的这种能量的展示。
So by understanding that supreme absolute truth, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and understanding that we are subservient, eternal, infinitesimal parts and parcels of Him.
那么呢，就是为了明白哈、哦，这个呢，绝对这个至尊绝对真理啊，我们要知道呢哈，我们是他的哈、哦、非常微小的哈、哦、一个呢部分。
And that our only duty in life is to serve him as the hands serve the stomach.
那么我们唯一的职责的话呢，就像手服务那个肚子一样来服务他。
And as one waters not the leaves and the fruits and the branches of a tree, but waters the root of the tree.
那么一个人不是给树的枝叶来浇水，而是给它的根浇水。
So if we serve that Krishna, that Vasudeva, we become full of knowledge, full of renunciation under the guidance of Sri Guru.
那么如果呢我们在Sri Guru的领导指导下呢去服务这位真主的话呢我们就充满了知识以及充满了这种呢knowledge and renunciation, 气绝。
And our real self becomes unconditionally happy.
那么这时候呢你就说 就说你能享受这种呢没有条件限制的这种快乐。
Thank you.
Very good.
讲得非常好。
In the conclusion, Sri Śrīla Gosvāmī is telling that if anyone wants to be happy, he should follow the principle of Bhakti Yoga. Without Bhakti Yoga, the service of Transcendental Supreme Lord, that is Krishna.Only it can give happiness. Nothing else. And this bhakti yoga is very easy. Like Muslim brothers, not so many times.
Namas.
Up and down.
Up and down. Up and down and so many things. Like others. Only.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. If you are working, if you are walking, if you are cooking, at any time, you can chant it. No expense, nothing.In daytime, night time, in morning time, if even you are sick or anything, even you are not pure, you can chant this name. So Suta Goswami is telling that we should hear the glorification of Supreme Lord Krishna. We should meditate him and we should glorify his qualities and everything, good activities. This is Bhakti Yoga. By this we can be happy, not by another, any means you cannot be happy.
那么Śrīla Gosvāmī的话呢就给出了结论性的东西的那么如果任何人想得到快乐那么必须追随呢Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱瑜伽这个程序。也就是对至尊主 Krishna 的这个奉献服务，因为只有这样才能够带来快乐，没有其他方法。那么以这种程序，而这个程序的话呢是非常容易的，没有像其他瑜伽那样你要呢做不同的瑜伽动作等等的，只是呢唱诵圣名，无论你是走路煮饭，任何时间都可唱诵，白天黑夜没有念珠也可唱诵。所以的话，这种奉献服务呢也包括呢唱诵、冥想以及荣耀哈至尊主，那么由此的话呢，我们才能得到快乐。
I think that we are telling, discussing in very easy language that you can understand, and I think that you are understanding what we are speaking. If not, you can ask. You may have questions, and we will answer.
那么我觉得我们是用的非常简洁的语言来解释这些命题的，我知道大家应该是能够明白的，如果大家不明白的话呢可以提问。
Oh, good time. Gaur Premanande!
Mike, just now coming. Turn on the lower one also. There's two.
Hare Krishna. Śrīla Gurudeva Ki Jai.